What's up, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Beautiful Mess Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Didis, a YouTuber, podcaster, content creator, and I'm excited today because we're going to only be talking about one thing. Ironically, that one thing is also a book, but it's an idea that I think will help you elevate your productivity, be able to do more with less. It's very much in line with the minimalist mindset that we talk about a lot on this show. So if you're into minimalism and being productive and getting the important things of life done, then this episode is for you. So stick around. First off, let's get focused. Let's dial in. And so the book is The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller. And let me just tell you, folks, multitasking is a lie. That's one of the things that you'll learn from if you read the book. Even if you don't read the book, you'll get a lot out of this episode. So don't worry if you're not a book nerd like I am. This year, my goal is to read 40 books. And in fact, I'm nearly done with that. It's December 1st today. And we're rolling into this month with 38 books read. So just two more. And one of them is The One Thing by Gary Keller. And Gary Keller is the co-founder and CEO of, oh man, I think it's a real estate company. Let me just look it up for you. I double checked, and yes, it is Keller Williams real estate company. So he co-founded that and is very much involved in that company. And he found time to write a book in the midst of that. So some of the key ideas, and one of my favorites is about dominoes, not the pizza company, but dominoes, those little things that you used to play with maybe as a kid. You know, you set them up and then you flick the last one and it just like the domino effect, you know? And so with that, the idea is that what they found is that dominoes can knock down something that's 50% bigger than the original. And the idea behind that is that not only can you do that with dominoes, but you can do that in life. You can set yourself up. If you do one thing, it's going to yield a much bigger result. And this goes back to the Pareto principle, which I'm going to grab a little bit from Asana, a great project management tool. They have this article, and I'm just going to quote a little bit from it. So the Pareto principle states that for many outcomes, roughly 80% of consequences come from 20% of causes. In other words, a small percentage of causes have an outsized effect. This concept is important to understand because it can help you identify which initiatives to prioritize so you can make the most impact. So you might be wondering, where does the Pareto principle come from? And they say the Pareto principle was developed by Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto in 1896. Pareto, I'm now going with the Italian, here we go, observed that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by only 20% of the population. He also witnessed this happening with plants in his garden. 20% of his plants were bearing 80% of the fruit. This relationship is best mathematically described as a power principle law, as a power law distribution between two quantities, in which a change in one quantity results in a relevant change into the other. And again, this is from a Asana article. I'll link to it in the description. And speaking of description, if you're listening to this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, please rate, review, subscribe. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. I'm kind of a little focusing in a little bit more on YouTube. I'm going to probably put more gems into that. So if you want to be part of the messy fam, be sure to join us there. Moving right along. So what does this come down to? You need a success list, not a to-do list. So this is a quote from the books. From the book, long hours spent checking off a to-do list and ending the day with a full trash can and a clean desk are not virtuous and have nothing to do with success. Instead of a to-do list, you need a success list. a list that is purposefully created around extraordinary results. To-do lists tend to be long. Success lists are short. One pulls you in all directions. The other aims you in at a specific direction. One is disorganized directory and the other is an organized directive. If a list isn't built around success, then that's not where it takes you. If your to-do list contains everything, then it's probably taking you everywhere but where you really want to go. So it's good, you know, make a list dump of everything that you've got going on, but then take that list and then prioritize. Realize like the could-dos, should-dos, and then take it one step forward. Once you have, let's say you start out with a list of 20 items, then you narrow that down to 5 things. Like if you get these 5 things done, you're in pretty good shape, but then you're going to dial it down to just 1. And with that kind of focus, you'll go a lot further. Speaking from experience, as you saw in the beginning, I wrote down that my one thing was recording this podcast. And indeed, today, December 1st, Thursday, 2022, that is my one thing of the day. And here we are together talking about the one thing. It's kind of meta, you know, we're talking about the one thing as I do the one thing. It's just a one thing party here. Okay. So you just need to dial down your options to one thing for your to-do list and think about it. And one of my buddies, Donnie Collins, he talks about this idea that you want to be first and foremost in people's minds for doing like one thing. And you think about a lot of successful people, what are they known for? Michael Jordan, basketball. You know, he does other things. He's got, you know, shoes and everything else. But when you think of Michael Jordan, you think basketball. Star Wars, the movies, even though they make a lot of money from their, merchandise and all of that, it comes back to the movies. Because if you didn't have the movies, it's like the chicken and egg thing. If you don't have the chicken, then you don't have the egg. We're not going to get into that discussion here. But anyways, it's like Michael Phelps, another great example. You know, he could probably do a lot of other things well, but he really honed in his skills on being the best swimmer that he could be. And so that's what you want to focus in, is dial in your focus on one thing. And you can do this in multiple areas of your life. Maybe you have one thing for your physical health. Maybe it's going to the gym every single day. That's going to be your one thing. Maybe it's for your intellectual. What is that one thing? Read a book for 20 minutes every single day and make it something. Atomic Habits. Go back to the Atomic Habits idea and make it stupidly simple to start. Make it obvious. And then also push aside those distractions, things that are vying for your attention, your phone, your, you know, digital devices, whatever it is, so that you can put your attention on like towards that one thing. And this exercise of like putting down on paper or wherever you want to write it, this one thing, is all of a sudden you're like, okay, if I get this one thing done today, and that's the only thing I get done, that'll have, it will yield a lot more results. And to go to this focusing question again, what's the one thing you can do so that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? So think about that. Like if you could do that one thing, that'll just kind of alleviate all this other stress or problems, and realize that you probably won't be able to put out every single fire just from the get-go. But realize like in my life right now, this is the most important thing that I can focus on. And knowing that with the 80-20 rule, that if I can do this one thing, there's a better likelihood that I can get to the other things. Whereas if I start from like the shotgun approach, where my attention's getting diverted into many different directions, you're likely not going to get as much done. Whereas if you systematically focus in on one thing at a time, you're much better. You're much more likely to get things done. I have some friends that, you know, are kind of in the productivity world. One of them is Javier from The Finisher's Secrets, and he's all about focusing in and removing distractions. If you're not familiar with his work, I highly recommend checking out The Finisher's Secrets. He has a journal for entrepreneurs and high performance people. So if that's something that you're interested in, I highly recommend it. It's like a hybrid. If you're not familiar with bullet journaling and you're looking for an easy way in and you want to get a lot done this quarter, his planner is well set up for that. He helps you create an outcome goal that's achievable, that will push you to getting the results that you're looking for, so that you're at the end of the quarter, you will have at least made progress towards it. And if you didn't, it's not like you didn't have a roadmap or intention behind it. If you put in the work and use the system, I think you can get really good results. But dial down. Like for me, I have one ultimate. Like if I get this one goal done this quarter, all the rest, it's like it's icing on the top if I get everything else done. But if I can focus in and get this one thing done this quarter, great. I also have maybe four other goals, and I can share them with you. So like I got my big goal for the quarter, but then smaller goals, I kind of break it down. And this is all about how to get it done. And one thing that they talk about in the book is you don't want to rely on willpower alone, because willpower is a finite resource. They did some research, and basically what they found is that at the beginning of the day, you have the highest amount of willpower because you haven't been bombarded by all these distractions or ads and, you know, people asking for something, but instead you've got the best, you know, willpower. And that's why you might want to focus on your one thing early in the morning when you got as much juice as you can to put towards that passion, energy. And so they say, don't rely on willpower, build habits so that you can automate the good results desired. And this, if you're looking for another book, again, Atomic Habits, can't speak highly enough of it, game changer book. So people received more favorable outcomes. I think they were, you know, it was like a justice system, and people that asked, you know, for release or something, they got favorable results earlier in the morning. And then the other time was after lunch. So the plan your work accordingly, so that when you know that you're like going to bring your best game, put that one thing there so that you can make sure that you're going to give it your all and set yourself up for success. And, I'm going to read this quote from the book. So if you want to get the most out of your day, do your most important work, your one thing, early before your willpower is drawn down. Since your self-control will be sapped throughout the day, use it when it's at full strength on what matters most. And so like, again, like be minimalistic. And I think this is where like minimalism can be super helpful, is that once you reduce all the noise, it's going to be a lot easier for you to identify what that one thing in your life is, so that you know that if you focus on this, you'll yield a much better result. Let's say that you're starting out a business. Maybe you identify the one thing as getting your first customer. If you can get that one thing done, or maybe it's a revenue goal. I'm going to hit X number of dollars starting out my business by the end of the quarter. These are just some of the ideas. Or maybe you're building a YouTube channel. And going back to achievable outcomes, you want to focus on what you can output, not necessarily the results. You know, at some point you might want to focus on the results, but I think that focusing in on things within your control is a lot more effective, so that you don't get discouraged when all of a sudden at the end of the week you didn't hit that metric. Both are helpful, but I think when you're first starting out, having something measurable that is reliant upon you is super important. And so, for example, if you wanted to start a YouTube channel, big YouTuber here. So if you wanted to start a YouTube channel, I would suggest don't focus in on getting 1,000 subscribers at first, or focus in on getting 100 subscribers. Focus in on making a good video. Notice that I didn't say the best video, because I want you to focus on outputting more videos, because the more videos that you create, the better you'll get. Same thing with this podcast. We're on episode number 53. If you go back to the very first episode, I'm sure it was not quite as good as this one. Hopefully. I mean, because my hope is that each episode I'm improving just a little bit and a little bit. And I want you to join me on this journey, because I think hopefully at some point we can maybe create a community of people that are looking to improve their life through use of technology, through ideas like minimalism and reading great books like The One Thing, so that you can stay on top of keeping yourself sharp and, you know, improving yourself, getting towards, you know, version 2.0 of you. You know, upgrade your life. Don't merely sit back and let life happen. Realize that you have the ability to make a difference, and make a difference for good. And I think an important part of that is starting small, recognizing that life is messy, as the podcast is. This week, I'll tell you, was a messy, messy week for me. I had, you know, like usual, I have like a grand plan of what's going to happen, but then all of a sudden sickness, like it hit Thanksgiving weekend. You know, everything was great Thanksgiving, and then people started dropping like flies. Everyone got sick. Luckily, I don't think I got sick, surprisingly, but we've had plenty of doctor's visits, you know, and it's been crazy. You know, it's like you don't plan on these things, but you just embrace the beautiful mess of life. Is it a walk in the park? Nope. But it is worth it. It is worth embracing everything, the good, the bad, and realizing what you can do to make the most of a situation, even if it's not ideal. And, you know, that's the thing, is like life's going to hand you, you can't predict what the day is going to bring, but you can bring your best self to it, so that if something negative happens, you can respond positively and make a difference in the lives of those around you. So I think that's hopefully something that you can take out of this episode, is that by focusing in on those things that you can control, and by dialing in even further until you get to the one thing that's going to make your week better, that one thing that's going to make your day better, and building habits so that you set yourself up for success, you're going to go a lot further. And my suggestion to you is make a list of everything that you have to do. Then take it and maybe start the most important ones, the ones that will bring you success, your success list. You got that now. Then take that one step further. If you could only do one thing, what is it that will make your life easier, or take out something, you know, that will make everything else unnecessary? So for me today, it was making this podcast, being with you, sharing these insights. I hope they were helpful to you. And I encourage you, if you want to be part of the Messy Fam and learn whenever I decide that we're going to create this group, I'm thinking this should happen. If you think so too, drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you, or drop a comment below if you're interested in something like that, to keep each other going. And to encourage each other, let me know. And yeah, that's it, folks. If you want to be part of the Messy Fam, be sure to rate, review, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We are on Spotify, YouTube, and all that good stuff. Would love to hear from you. And until next time, my friends, stay messy.